Well, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I am out on this beautiful winter glamorous day in the Midwest and just telling myself that 30 degrees is a heat wave. Ooh, it's been cold and bitter this winter so far. But it's been an exciting start to the year. Like, let's talk about the fact that it's only February. Okay, we just celebrated New Year's. I'm like, are we 6 months in? No, we're only 2 months in. Woo, okay. Let's keep going. So today, the topic that was ringing in my head was committing to self. And I'll tell you, I've been in a very tumultuous relationship with myself. You know, like, it's really why I believe I've never fully committed to wanting to go all in with a man, even when I was trying, like, come on, just let's make this work. You know, really, I was more committed to myself and still am, because I believe, and I know this is going against the grain in society, but I believe that the utmost relationship that is important is, well, for me, source. You want to call it God, source, whatever you want to label it as. But everybody knows that feeling, that meaning. That is the utmost relationship, is with source. Then me. Then all these other things of boop, 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 boop. Depending on what order of the subject you have. Like, some have relationships that would be next. Others would have purpose, career that would be next. Others would have fitness, or, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's got different. The hierarchy of your life, like what's most important to least important, and then what's somewhere in between. But one and two has been like this for 10 years now, you know? And I love it. It's been so amazing when you make the time to get to know yourself and who you are, then that's how you use that as a compass and a radar to maneuver through this human experience, which is fucking wild all the goddamn time. You know, like, the shit that you see and hear and feel, if you're empathic, you're like, oh my God. And then remaining true to yourself and committing to yourself and not letting anyone or anything take you off that solid foundation and staying fully committed to that is a masterpiece in this experience, when you're able to commit to yourself wholeheartedly and block out what the judgments, the things that are happening in the world, but stay true to you. That is hard, but rewarding. And so that's kind of what the last 10 years have been like. And you know, it th this episode today is inspired by the last episode I did with Kibwe Cooper. It was honestly my favorite episode I've done so far. You know, like, I love sitting at the table with people and having that honest conversation about life, not like the fluff stuff. Like, you know, you're gonna have people along the way that you meet in life, and you're like, okay, we'll talk about fluffy stuff and, you know, tabloids and crazy stories you hear, or even at some point, if you're unhealed, you want to gossip. And that's what you bond on. You know, you bond on the gossip, and you're sitting there talking shit about everybody, you know, in your little conversation. And then you walk away and you, like, you know, I've been in that phase in my life through different chapters from, you know, especially if you were raised around gossip, you pick up on that and then you do it. You know, it's that learned behavior. So, you know, I feel like for my journey, I've been on this wild ass journey since birth. You know, like, poof, here, Amber. And I was unexpected, by the way. I was 9 and 10 years later. They weren't ready for me in all kinds of ways. But I was completely unexpected, you know. And then learning the story around that throughout your upbringing, you know, makes you take on these unhealthy beliefs about yourself, because you didn't, you know, you're like, whoa, I wasn't even expected in this life. And then you go, like, there's just so many phases. Like, I was on my way to my favorite thinking spot, and there was a long wait, in a pause at a bus stop, at a school stop. And I'm watching all these kids and I'm like, God, it's got to be so crazy. Like, now as an adult, you really focus on like what it's like to grow up as a kid in society. But now in 2022, and even in the last 5 years, well, it's a lot of shit that kids are absorbing. And it's going to take a lot of work to unlearn that if they choose to or become awake to the fact of what is being programmed in them right now. And what signal they're on and whose signal. You know, like who's sending you the information and the message. That's what you're absorbing, and then you're going to grow up and be an adult and exude that and share that and be that. Excuse me. It's, yeah, it's crazy. So committing to self. That's, you know, if I had a relationship status, that's what it would be. Committed in a relationship with self. Why did that, when I had Facebook, why did they not have that option? Why can't I be in a relationship with myself? Because you need to put it all over Facebook with somebody else, not just you. Well, too bad. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to just do me. So, but I no longer have that, which has been a blessing. Also, to get to know me and not, you know, do the comparison game and like, you know, put your whole life out there like a, or the law. Actually, what I did is I went through phases because of my career and everything that I had in radio, but it was mostly putting my inner thoughts out there like all the time. And then I got into political beliefs and all that and what I thought was acceptable and not acceptable. And then I was fighting with people and then I was like, you know what, screw that. And then I was like stalking people, you know, like we all, come on, people are still doing it that have Facebook. So I'm glad that I don't have it. I deleted that shit permanently, even though it's probably in the Facebook bin. Like, oh, we could totally bring that back. No, don't actually bring that back. I'm fine without it. So that's my Facebook random rant. So I just, from time to time, I'm like, God, people have been connected to Facebook since, well, you were in college. And they said, oh, this is only for college students. And then it opened up to the world. So yeah, it's been nice to be disconnected and off the radar, because even though I'm not like fully off the radar, I got into an argument one day with somebody. They're like, you're not really off the grid. And I said, well, I am. No, you're not off the grid. Like, off the grid is off the grid. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I'm off the social media grid, but you still have Instagram. I'm like, you know what? Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. So you're off Facebook. Okay. But I say all that because, that time away from social media and all the outside distractions is also what helps you figure out who you are. Like for me, I was sitting there like comparing my life, like, why am I not here? And why am I not doing this in my career and blah, blah, blah. When I was doing some cool shit, but I was so caught in my head of like what I wasn't doing that I didn't focus on all the awesome shit that I was doing, you know? And so when I started to feel like I don't really want to be a part of social media anymore, you know, like I just want to, I loved growing up when we would ride bikes and we'd, you know, be pushed around in shopping carts and not like taking selfies doing it. Like, look it, out having fun with my friends, selfie, you know, like didn't do that. Because it was just present moment living. And, yeah, so that I think that's where I've been and where I continue to be, you know, besides sometimes I will occasionally post on Instagram, but it was more important to me to get in touch with myself and know who I am over keeping a presence on social media, because, you know, goes back to the episode that I just did with Kibwe Cooper talking about, you know, learning deeper of who you are and what you desire. And making your plan and your purpose the top focus and priority. And then everything else around that will, you know, fall into place. Because you're making that plan your number one plan and focus. So, and for me, and I share all of this, you know, not to sit here and just talk about me. to share my inner thoughts because maybe, well, I know for sure there's so many of us that feel very similar ways. And just, yeah, just figure it out. You know, lost my thought stream there. Oh, my life has changed so much and has always been an adventure. And sometimes I look at that as a negative, and that's what I tell myself, and that's what I feed myself is like, God, this is so crazy, and why is this always happening? But then if I stop and I clear my mind and I disconnect from the world and I go inward, I say to myself, what kind of life did you dream of when you were a little girl? Yes, there were things that were programmed like you gotta be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a nurse, a blah 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 blah, and you go through all the job categories. Mine was never, and I've talked about this before in other episodes, mine was never a box to check in the counseling department or conversations in the home or with family members and friends. Like, it was just, it was something that I couldn't put a label on of like, yeah, this is it. But I would always check the creative boxes, you know? And so you just know that you hope that that's it the long term, but you don't know, you know, until you try things and then you get older and then you go into, you know, different jobs and careers and then you're like, oh, this is not it. And for me, I have no problem continuously doing that and also leaving and walking away from something that doesn't feel right. Whether people think I'm lost, crazy, broke, stupid, not thinking things through, whatever it is, I'm not going to force myself to do something that doesn't feed me and fulfill me. And then just find ways to support myself along the way until the next connection happens or the vision or whatever. And my journey has just been all over the place because I love a good time. I love adventure. I love riding the wave of life. I can't go in, clock out, go home, watch TV, eat, but I can't do routines. I can't do it. And I a lot of the times will force myself into a routine in whatever category that exists in, and then I find out very soon that like, oh shit, this is gonna suck the life out of me. And then I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So, even if that's like a week, 2 weeks, 6 months, yep. When I know, I know. And so, that tends to be all over the place. And I have found that when you are a soul like myself and you want to make big choices and leaps and all of these things, you're gonna be rocking the boat. You're gonna be doing some wild shit. And people are going to always want to have an opinion about it. But what I have learned in my spiritual community that I seek out, that everybody's always going to have an opinion. People are going to have energetic vibrations. If you're empathic and you feel people's energy in a conversation and you know that judgment's coming or you know there's just this like, this doesn't feel right. This feels heavy and I don't want to be in this conversation and oh, I just want to run. You know, like you sit with it, but you also know that like, this can't shake me. This can't change my decision about what I'm about to do or what I would desire to do. But I'm gonna hold space for them because you can't go around and be like, nope, you can't say nothing, nope, I don't wanna hear from you. Ah! You know, like you sit with it, but be so confident and solid and committed to yourself that any opinions about you isn't gonna shake you. But also be self-aware enough to do a little inward self-check, like, are they correct? Fuck no, they're not correct. Or, you know what, there may be a little bit of truth to that, so let me adjust it. You know, you go through and you adjust, you know, your levels. And then you reassess, and that's how I do it. But it's taken me a lot of fucking years, a lot of years, not to fall off of my foundation within myself because of what someone has said. To take it on like, oh my God, they really think that way? They feel that way? They just said that? Oh my God, I'm a piece of shit. You know? And you're like, wait a minute. I don't even really like you. And so anything that's about to come out of your mouth, I ain't even gonna fucking listen. But I will, because I have to be respectful. So I'll hold space to be respectful. But inside, I'm like, you're so fucking wrong. And I think that is also that self-freedom, personal freedom. Man, I tell you, that's why I can't stand the government. You know, and all the control the government wants to have on you. The little thumb on your fucking forehead. You know, and it's like, because that is probably my number one core value. I mean, your core values change throughout the years, but I would say right now, one or two, top two is going to be personal freedom or freedom. And then I want that for other people, whether it's the injustices in our society or your work environment, your relationships. Like, come on. Nobody has the power to have control over you. Fuck that. And then, well, you know, that's the guy. You got to do this and you got to be like, no, you don't got to do none of that shit if you don't want to. How about that? Well. So, personal freedom. I love it in all ways. And you can be respectful. You can maneuver through this life with the rules and the judgments and the meeting people and the wanting to know about your life and all that, and then judge your life. Okay. I'm still going to do this, though. I know I'm a good person. I'll hear you out, but that don't mean shit. You know, because... And you say that respectfully. That's my inner dialogue. Well, whatever. I don't fucking listen. Thank you. So, all right. I'll definitely keep that in mind. That's how that gets funneled in and funneled out. But commitment to self. It's hard to do in this life. Sometimes I'm like, I just want to get on the spaceship and get the hell out of here. Like, I don't belong here. It's too much. And then, like, you know, life happens. And then you hit reset, and then you're like, all right, I'm ready. I'm committed to myself. So I could talk hours about this, because self-development work has been what I've been focused on more than any other social media shit. Like, I don't even know. I don't even have the words power to explain social media because I'm so disconnected from it. But, like, the algorithms and, like, what are the best times to post and what do you put? I don't know any of that shit. And I'm not afraid to admit that, because I've been diving into the self-development world and how to heal Amber. And I believe that when we are healed, we are, and you're never fully done. You're not just like this, boop, 100%. Heal them, go out in the world and never get off foundation. No, but it's a constant work and constant tools and applying. But you just keep going out into the world and just be yourself and be okay with people judging you because you're being yourself, you know? And that's hard, but you just got to have a I don't give a fuck mentality, because that's what I have. I used to care. Trust me. Half of my life I cared, and I'm 38 years old. Half of my life I cared. So that's a lot. When I look at that, I'm like, that's exhausting. I don't want to give a fuck no more, because if I die tomorrow, my previous 24 hours was being caught up caring what people think. Fuck out of here. No, never again. So I just try to get out into this world and be smart and be aware and be a critical thinker, but also be me, you know, because you have to carry all of those warrior tools with you to coexist in this life. But the biggest lie and the biggest form of control is believing that somebody has power over you. That is going to take well beyond our existence on this planet to reverse. And I just ain't got that kind of time. No, I'm just kidding. Because I'm trying to also live this life in a way that feels good to me, on top of helping on a larger level. And even if it's just little things, you know, but just knowing enough that I, in my lifetime, was able to be my authentic self and do good and treat people the way that I would want to be treated, and to stand up for the injustices, whether I have friends or no friends or family, That is so fulfilling, you know, for me, because I'm living in the fullest here. You know, I'm working through the wounds. I am traveling when I can. I'm meeting new people. I'm growing. I'm evolving. I'm learning. I'm retaining. I'm creating. And that is power. That's personal freedom. That's a spiritual being living a human experience. And then keep working on the areas of life that I just can't quite get yet. Or I'm still learning. I'm still going back to the drawing board. I'm still disconnecting and listening and ignoring and then listening. You know, like all of those things. So that's my episode today. About 20 minutes in. That's good for a solo episode. And I just, you know, appreciate you being on the other end and listening, supporting. I mean, I love doing this passion project when I feel committed to doing an episode and knowing that it's going somewhere and it's not just me rambling, because I can ramble. Trust me on that. Ask anybody I've been in a conversation with. I could just keep talking, 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 talking. I remember, before I go, I don't know if I covered this, but I recently met a criminal defense lawyer at a bar and started out real good. Love your passion. God, you just, I really enjoy you. But then when I started questioning, because he opened up the conversation about his job and I was being Amber and presenting my beliefs inside of it. Oh man, he saw that energy start to rumble. Like, you know what? You just talk too much. Can you just stop talking for just 5 seconds? I was like, oh, now how's that passion now? So, commitment to self. I just wanted to end with something funny, because I had fun that night, because I was just so calm and reserved, but I'm watching him so out of balance because of me. And it was funny. And then it ended with, you know, it was nice meeting you, have a good evening. And it was like conversation shut down. It was quiet. The battle was over. So until next time, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for growing along with me. And hopefully, you know, you're taking the time for yourself to commit to yourself and do this work in this wild experience. So be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.